And I say to you, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And spiders, little hairy ones with those legs. And my mother-in-law's enormous. But I'll tell you what Eleanor and I do like. We like The Bill Show with Bill and Randy. Yes, we laugh, we cry, and we're kind of glad we're dead. So if you want to support The Bill Show, please go to thebillshow.net. Everything Bill Show in one place. And you can just press the patron button, and you can give them money so they can buy microphones and beer. Come along, Eleanor.
The words that have been flung out from his mouth to are insane.
You, a nasty woman, we hear you say, hell yeah.
We're going to hold on to him by the nose, and we're going to kick him in the ass. We're going to kick the hell out of him all the time, and we're going to go through him like crap through a goose.
From the expat home of the resistance, it's the Bill Show. And now, brothers and sisters in solidarity, here's Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Willie.
How you going?
Welcome to the Bill Show.
Hey, welcome to the Bill Show, everybody.
Number
welcome.
253.
This is 253. We've been doing this, I don't know, forever. I don't know.
Eight or nine years.
Nine years now. I don't know.
Tell me, Willie.
What?
Tell me.
What?
When we start our video cast.
Yes.
Do we start at one again?
Yeah, we started. No, we're not starting at one. I've done 7 years' work. I'm not going to give up that. No, no. I was in this for 7 years.
It's going to be a new show.
It's going to be a new show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be breaking up our podcast into subjects, editing them down, and placing certain ones of those on YouTube. That's right, on YouTube. It's the Bill Show on YouTube. Yay!
And, we might even do. Why don't we do some Zoom interviews with people like Val?
Yeah, Val from
Glen Falls, New York,
who is our number one fan and looks nothing like Kathy Bates.
We could do a thing with her.
Yeah.
And if they have to see my old ugly face, we can see. Well, she actually has a beautiful face.
I don't want to know what our listeners are wearing.
Now, William, you know I'm old enough to be your older brother.
Yes, you are.
I just had a birthday.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very old.
Happy birthday.
I'm feeling very, very fragile here in my isolation.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a bit worried we go on video. I may have to get dressed.
Not necessarily.
I tend to be very casual. I'm like the announcer who doesn't buy the trousers to his suits.
I'd like to see you do an entire show in your gym jams. In your Dr. Denton gym jams.
Right now I have my gym jams on and my UGG boots.
Yeah.
I've got a nice doctor's top flannel.
Ooh, come on, girls.
My UGG boots.
Yeah.
And I've got a compression glove on my left hand.
Oh, those compression gloves. Ooh.
Yeah, well, I had surgery 2 weeks ago on my I had what's romantically called a carpal tunnel decompression.
Thank you.
I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had surgery. You okay now?
Yeah, it's just my left hand.
Oh, okay. Well,
but it's,
folks,
I'm right-handed, but my left hand is the important.
I don't want to know what you're doing with your hands. all right, folks.
Oh, Willie.
It is the time. It is the place. Ladies and gentlemen, The Bill Show. And this is the time in which we are, as always, talking about our good friend, Donald Trump. Here's the theme really? Music.
Oh my God, please help me knee deep in the river trying to get clean. He says, wash your hands, get out the stains, but you best believe more there's hell to pay. Yeah, you best believe more there's hell to pay. Saying, I'm all alone and the fire grows, and I'm all alone and the fire grows.
Yes, Randy, it's another week. Another few weeks for Mr. Trump. And, oh, my God, I was looking at the tote board, Randy. Do you know what I'm referring to as the tote board?
Yeah, you're betting on who wins the presidency?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the current tote board. Of course, the number of people who have COVID in the United States. How many do we have here in Australia now? About 1,000?
Well, I've got about 5,000 cases. And we've just hit 101 deaths. Mm-hmm. And that's out of 25 million people. Yeah. Now, America has, well, 330 million. But they're edging 100,000
deaths. It's absolutely amazing, this guy.
Well, no, it's not. It's absolutely disgusting.
Let's take a...
And Trump says, oh, if I hadn't done anything, we would have had 1 million deaths. The major cause of death in America is Donald Trump.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm saying Trump. That negligent homicide is definitely on the cards. I don't know if that's not negligent. If telling people to actually buy a drug they know it will kill you and has killed people, by the way.
and everybody's praying that he becomes the poster child.
Yes.
In a coffin.
No, we don't wish anyone dead.
I'll tell you what. I've got a tape of our Mr. Trump, who at one of his love fests that he does with everybody sharing coronavirus in the audience. He actually said, "Look, if you're going to die, can you please vote for me first?
If you're going to die, could you please vote for me?"
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want me to play it? It's just disgusting. How can this guy even live?
I don't know. Let's when take a look at the let's take a look at the tote board, okay? I don't want to be glib and call it the tote board, but this is what's happened in the United States, okay? This is Donald.
Yeah. Okay.
1.66 million confirmed cases, 335,000 recovered. But the total death rate now at 97,426.
That's close to
New York taking the brunt of it, 23,195. New Jersey, 10,985. Illinois, 4,715. Massachusetts, my hometown, 6,226. California, 3,630. That's more deaths than the Vietnam War and the Korean War put together.
And
9/11. And the other day he came out and said...
I bet you anything they passed the Civil War, which was 300,000.
That's just amazing. But the other day he actually went on stage and he said, you know, it's been very successful. Really?
It would have been worse if I hadn't done everything.
I don't know. Don't do a victory dance. You might trip over a body bag.
Do your happy dance. Do your happy dance.
You know,
Donald,
the thing is, every night we see those numbers, and that's what I mean, tote board, because it's like he's always on TV. Trump is like, say, if Satan ran the Jerry Lewis telethon, you know, for a plague.
Yeah. The March of Dime.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Sammy and Dino will be out here in a minute. What does the tote board say? Oh, 97,000.
No!
I'll never walk alone. I know that's really off, but...
It is.
What?
But you know what? We have to laugh.
You have to laugh. I'm not laughing about people being dead. What you're saying is absolutely right. The guy is a menace, a sociopathic monster, and he's killing people right now in my country. But you know who's doing pretty well, Randy?
Yeah.
You know who's doing very well? Billionaires, Randy.
Joe
Billionaires.
Oh, yeah. They made a fortune.
Billionaires. Okay, this is for Business Insider. U.S. billionaires got $434 billion richer during the pandemic. According to a report in Business Insider magazine, U.S. billionaires saw a major boost in their net worth in the first 2 months of the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new report published on Thursday by think tank Americans for Tax Fairness and the Institute for Policy Studies. According to the report, Randy, the total net worth of all U.S. billionaires got the total net worth of all U.S. billionaires got an extra $434 billion, Mr. Powers.
Billion with a B.
Boost since March 19th, when many states were placed on lockdown. In total, the roughly 600 U.S. billionaires saw their wealth grow from saw their wealth grow from U.S. dollars $2.948 trillion to $3.382 trillion within the past 2 months, right after they were given huge corporate tax breaks.
Of course. Which they do not pass on.
Of course
to any
not.
Of their people.
So these guys are evidently getting rich while people are dying. And they're really broken up about it.
What's that guy's name from Amazon? Bezos?
Yeah.
Mr. Bezos. Saw Bezos clock, which goes up like $13,000 a second.
It does.
A second, which is like $1 million
Bezos
a minute.
Bezos is the richest guy in the world right now. He treats his employees like crap. And these guys are making huge bucks off all this suffering. You could see a lot of new sales at Amazon since, you know, plagues and sicknesses seem to be good for business. How about the diphtheria December runout sale? Yes, that's right. Look for it soon at Amazon. Yes, here at Amazon, we spell savings Ebola. Because there's two types and times that... Thank you. Good. That's it. There are two times billionaires smile. War and the plague. And that's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
It's the lockdown. Everybody's sitting at home watching the shopping channel or, you know, surfing Amazon.
And they buy shit. You know, you buy shit.
Yeah, because it's all about for the last 3 months being contactless.
Well, it's also the fact that, the billionaires aren't feeling this at all. You know why the billionaires aren't feeling this at all? It's because, according to The Guardian, many billionaires are enjoying luxury of multiple properties far from population centers. And they're
New Zealand.
And they're riding out the pandemic in havens for the wealthy, such as Jackson Hole, Palm Beach. Asshole, Palm Beach. Hilton Head Island and Sun Valley. Reporters describe private jets clogging the small airports and Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard. Lovey, I can't get a flight.
Lovey.
Don't sneeze on me. While gourmet food stores in the Hamptons have been cleared out for the itinerant, why are you talking over me? While gourmet food stores in the Hamptons have been cleared out for the itinerant rich, some small seasonal vacation communities lacking the hospital beds or doctors to care for throngs of sick people have had to beg affluent visitors to go home. All you rich people leave. The state of New Jersey, even enlisted the Jersey Shore star Mike the Situation Sorrento to implore people to stay away. If he was in a room, I'd stay away anyway. What kind of gig is that for Mike Sorrento? It's like after he was...
Well, it's money. It's like I have a friend who does comic book shows because he played Captain America.
Yeah, but your career is pretty shithouse if you're, you know... Hey, what can we get Mike Sorrento for? I don't know. We can repel rich people with him. So, I don't know. Rich person repelling.
It's a job.
Okay.
It's a job.
So, as the wealthy luxuriate in high-end vacation towns, new COVID hotspots are springing out in working-class and immigrant gateway communities like Chelsea, Massachusetts, which I know, and New York's outer boroughs, where people live and work in high-density spaces, and they don't have... they're not being given the hospitals aren't being given the tools they need to work well in certain these places. So there's definite dividing between rich and poor during this whole thing. What I and it's been true at the White House, not the rich and poor thing, but the fact that the COVID has managed to infiltrate the White House, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, COVID has infiltrated the White House. So they've started social distancing at the White House. You know, social distancing from Trump can't be hard. You know?
Well, I would go into the West Wing.
Malaria's been doing it since the honeymoon. You know?
Yeah.
the product of that.
I meet Donald, and we make fun.
I think Donald's getting any. I think the only product of their honeymoon was barren, kind of like her withered human soul that died since she decided to wed the Antichrist. As Trump's virus has affected the White House, and Trump refuses to wear a mask because it makes me look bad.
They made him wear one at Ford.
Plague. I'm turning into something during the plague and the 30. Don't give me that. It makes me look bad. Is my ass too big?
It makes him look bad, says the man who has never seen a picture of himself in tennis shorts. For fuck's sake. For goddamn sake. Thank you.
We know things are okay because he's back playing golf again.
If he had a name and he was a tennis star, it'd be Roger Well Federer. Hey, thank you. Hey. We're here all week. Yeah. They're playing a new game at the White House, hiding behind doors and hallways and pretending to sneeze and then running away. What was that?
It's true.
Absolutely. You know, if I was in his cabinet meeting, I'd be in the corner going, oh,
I saw a really great article that said as soon as Trump is out of there, there are going to be so many books.
The janitor is going to write a book.
Everybody.
The janitor will have a good
got
book.
Something to say.
God knows what he's been throwing away.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you know, I mean, I don't know.
No, Tiffany doesn't even live there. She can't stand
No. But Tiffany evidently graduated law school the other day and Trump tweeted congratulations, which is basically the same thing as admitting that he doesn't know her phone number. Meanwhile, I have this. There's more. Yes, Randy.
Whoa.
I have more. What I found absolutely repugnant during this entire thing is that Trump, now we are just going back to school, but we have considerably less infections here in Australia. Well, Trump is.
Yeah. And we also had stricter restrictions.
Yeah, we did.
Too.
We did right off the bat. Trump presses states to reopen schools, makes dig at Fauci. This is from Washington, of course. President Donald Trump called on governors across the nation Wednesday to work to reopen schools in their states, pointedly taking issue with Dr. Anthony Fauci's caution against moving too quickly in sending students back to class.
In time for summer school.
The president accused Fauci of this amazed me. The president accused Fauci of playing all sides of the equation. Now, I have a thing that I got to say here. Fauci is a scientist. I mean, there are no sides to this equation. It's friggin' science. It's why you hired the guy in the first place. He's there to give scientific advice on fact. And the laws of medical science don't take sides. We know that to be true. And I have no idea what he's talking about. He's sitting around like Homer Simpson going, stupid gravity. Stupid science. Bitch, you science voted for Obama. I can't stand science. Trump said, I think they should open the schools. Absolutely. I think they should. Trump told reporters at the White House, echoing comments he'd made in a television interview, our country's got to get back, and it's got to get back as soon as possible. Randy, I don't know about you, but I think that's very hazardous. Don't you?
Well, sending them back to school just in time to be sent away for those school holidays, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which will be in the next week or so. The summer holidays start.
Yeah.
And they'll all be down at the beach like everybody was on the Memorial Day weekend. Which was just shocking. Just watch. The second wave is coming. And
it will come.
Yeah.
It will come.
And
I'm sorry.
It will be 10 times what the first wave was. If you look at if the Spanish flu, which is actually the Kansas flu, is anything to go by, and I believe it is, the second wave will be 10 times or more what the first wave was. It's scary.
That's what all the science says. That's what the 1918 thing says. And especially if you know that that's going to happen, you're telling kids to go back to school. They say the kids aren't infected by it, but new research is showing that they are.
Well, they can carry it.
And it's like Trump treats America's kids like a bullying psycho father telling a paralyzed kid to walk it off.
And what do you want, a job or be dead?
Yeah, a baby. Life is pain. You're a fucking pussy.
Yeah. Do you want to have a job or be dead?
That's basically it.
Yeah.
When you asked for the tiring of Fauci, I was sitting there thinking the other day that man is a friggin' saint.
Yeah.
Really seriously. And I think he deserves a lot of credit. You see him at those meetings. I mean, this man should be allowed some serious drugs in a vacation. That's absolutely true. He spent the last 2 months trying to explain virus immunology to a retarded antichrist with orange hair. Then he spends the rest of his time trying to make sure that the general population not reach into their sink and down a bottle of Clorox. Sorry, I got a little upset there.
Yeah. Well, if you can't get into the gym, drink some Mr. Muscle.
That's right. Drink some Mr. Muscle. Only in America, I need a drink. Yeah. God damn it! Let's sit here. Cheers, everybody.
Well, you know, your friends, the Genesis 2 Church.
Yeah.
Tried it on in Australia a couple of weeks ago too.
Really? What did they do?
You know, they're selling their bleach shit.
Are they selling bleach here in Australia?
Well, their cure, whatever it is, yeah.
Wouldn't the skull and crossbones on the label kind of give it away?
I think that the Therapeutic Goods Administration sort of waved them through, you know. There are some Hillsong, some Hillsong people there, you know.
Yeah.
Nudge, wink, wink, yeah.
Well, that brings us, of course, right now, ladies and gentlemen, to our irony department. Texas woman who claimed COVID-19... Ready? Here we go.
Irony department.
You know which one this is.
That's ironic.
Yeah, it is ironic. Okay, here it is. Texas woman who claimed COVID-19 was media-driven dies from virus.
That's it.
Karen Kolb-Schinke, a Trump-loving woman from Texas, is dead from COVID-19. Hey, I'm not dancing on your grave, honey, but Jesus. After claiming the media that the virus was a media-driven hoax.
Yeah.
In a sad cautionary tale of an idiot, Karen Kolb, whatever your name is, I don't want to embarrass you. You're not going to be embarrassed.
Yeah.
You're dead.
She's dead, yeah.
Karen Kolb is dead from COVID-19 after claiming the virus was a media-driven hoax.
Maybe her death is driven a hoax, too.
Yeah, controlled by radical people in powerful places. Nancy Pelosi did it. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is why I have a phlegmy cough. In a long-winded Facebook rant, that's interesting, she claimed that our government is under attack from within while comparing the coronavirus to the impeachment hoax. I wonder where she got those talking points there, Randy.
My guess is they're probably on the dark net.
No, they're right out of Trump's mouth.
Oh, his songbook, yeah.
This woman went out, did what her president said, and is dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Just dead. Arguing that those who take the current pandemic seriously are all panicking like sheep, but they're alive sheep now.
Yeah.
Sankey wrote in part, "Wake up! This is all the beginning of what socialism looks like."
Oh God. Socialism. Yeah. Socialism is at least live people. No, that,
this is what capitalism looks like, honey. This is not what socialism looks like. And you know, it's ironic because, you know, this person could have had medical care.
Yeah.
You know, and I was thinking something, Randy. I was thinking, gee, you know, if you were dead and you were a ghost,
yeah,
you'd have the most embarrassing afterlife in the world.
Look at you.
If you're that.
Yeah,
that's it, man.
Some ghosts are dead now.
Other ghosts mentioning it. Yeah. You know, like, hey, weren't you the woman who said it was a hoax?
Yeah.
Stop mentioning it. You died of old age. And I have to wander the earth with this sign around my head that says, moron.
The Morona virus. Yeah. Do you know the moron virus? Can I just make a point?
The moron virus. Yeah.
The moron virus.
Now, listen, I don't want people just going, Bill and Randy laughed at a dead person. No, it's tragic.
No, it's ironic, but because she said, oh, it's
ironic.
She was killed by a hoax.
And it's another example of how Trump is absolutely just killing people. He was right. He can go out in the middle of the street and shoot somebody. Hell, he's killing 100,000 Americans right now. And
like I said, the major nothing, cause of death.
And
yeah.
People like Karen will go out there and, you know, drink drain cleaner or whatever he tells them to do. I don't know. It's like a cult. It's just like a cult.
The cult of Trump is deadly.
The cult of Trump. It is. By the way, you
Jonestown
may wonder what
and Trump Town are just next to each other on the map.
That's right. Now, you may wonder what Donald Trump was doing while everybody was dying.
Yeah.
Trump tees up controversy as he plays golf in a pandemic. You know, just like Eisenhower would.
I haven't played golf.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't played golf in my Virginia golf course for about 6 weeks. It's my turn.
Yeah, he was on the golf course, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's the COVID classic.
Yeah.
It's like the Masters during the Black Death.
Yeah.
Coming this fall to NBC's Wide World of Sports, sociopathic sports, Tiger Woods, Lee Trevino play the Son of Sam and the Icebox Killer. It's the sociopathic sports extravaganza.
Oh, it certainly is.
Only on NBC this fall. He was in his typical white base polo shirt and white baseball cap, which, by the way, can be seen from space. Before he departed the White House for an undisclosed destination, Secret Service agents accompanying the president were photographed wearing masks. However, Trump, makes me look bad, didn't.
Yeah.
And I absolutely think that Trump would be running around going, you know, hazards are tough on this course, you know. Sand trap over there, the pond, of course the body bags. I have a par four on that where I really messed up. I mess up on the refugees in the cages. I swear to God, I have a par six. I can't get past them. You see, Mike Pence is the caddy. And he... Mike, wash my balls for me. Well, at last, Mike Pence has a job he has some experience in.
Oh, Bill.
Thank you.
Actually, I'd love to use the one they have, you know, where you put your ball in there and shove it up and down with a handle. Take that, Donald.
Wash my balls.
One at a time.
I've always loved you, sir.
There'll be fewer. Don't call me that.
Okay. Wasn't there some dribbling a-hole mouthing off about Obama playing golf? I seem to think there was. In fact, I have a clip right here.
Yeah.
This is Donald during the Obama administration on golf.
Trump, he has previously criticized the last president, President Obama, for golfing amid a crisis. President Trump criticized President Obama after there was just a second confirmed case of Ebola back in 2014. Watch.
And you know, when you're president, you sort of say, like, I'm going to sort of give it up for a couple of years, and I'm going to really focus on the job. How about right after the beheading, he then walks over, he gives a news conference, and then walks right outside and tees it up.
Right.
You know, there are times to play golf. We all love golf. There are times to play, and there are times that you can't play. And it sends the wrong signal, but he plays a lot of golf.
Yeah, that's a lot of golf. Yeah. Yeah, not only would Obama not be playing golf during the plague, by the way, Trump's political people around him are having a fucking stroke. You know, it's like, oh my God, what is he doing? He's golfing, right, fine. You are being photographed in your rich guy who shops at Sears golf getup, looking like a fat Johnny Carson all over the media. And you know what? Obama would have looked better. Obama looks like Tiger Woods. You look like
even in a beige suit.
Absolutely, suit Obama looks like Tiger Woods. Trump looked like Ted Knight and Caddyshack. seriously, because you're fat, Donald. You're fat. I'm fat. I know you're fat. And there's a big difference between Trump and Obama playing golf. I tell you. Fat? I'll tell you. How fat is Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen? And that is our question right now. Okay. Fat number one. I want you to grade these, okay? Because they're fat jokes for Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, here we go. And number one, his golf cart comes equipped with a defibrillator. He's the before picture in every rich white guy that died of a coronary. How fat is he? His friggin' diet is a cautionary tale brought to you by the Heart Foundation. He's so fat, his ass has its own atmosphere. Yes, that's fat. If presidents had nicknames, yours would be Lumpy Hitler. Thank you. You're a walking poster child for stuffed crust pizza. You haven't seen your own dick since the Carter administration. And there was a movie about your wedding night, and it would be called either Deep Impact or The Poseidon Adventure. Or Illegal Alien. I don't know which. Folks, for your applause, when you sit around the White House, you really sit around the White House. Thank you.
Oh, boom, boom.
By the way, here at The Bill Show, we are starting a new segment called Make Donnie Cry. That's what we're doing with our spare time. Yeah.
The defibrillator wasn't actually for the golf cart because it couldn't get started.
They couldn't get started.
He rides in it. He has to jump start it with a defibrillator.
What are your chances of having a really bad accident if Wilbur Ross caddies? Where'd you get the oldest, fattest, and frailest going to play golf? Oh. You know, during a thunderstorm or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. By the way, here at the Bill Show, I got to do this. By the way, here at the Bill Show, we have a new segment. It's called "Make Donnie Cry." Yes, that's the sound effect of a baby crying. Make Donnie cry. We think fat jokes might just do it. So please send all your cruel and juvenile fat jokes referring to Donald Trump to thebillsonxpr@gmail.com. As two fat guys, we will judge who is the winner. And if you win the grand prize, our Donald Trump shaming competition, this is what you could win. What do we have for him, Randy?
Well, I was going to say, if they make me cry and I'm fat, well, they win.
They win. Yeah. You know what we're gonna send them? You know? I just wanted you to do the Don Pardo.
A mask. We've got a mask.
We got masks. Yeah.
That we've drawn little lips on.
We could draw little lips on. No. We are going to send you a complete collection of useless Australian souvenirs.
Do we still have any of those?
I do. I have a box full of them. And that means instead of paying upwards of $3,000 to $4,000 round trip to Australia, scatter these around your little house.
Yeah.
Impress the girls. Where'd you spend summer? Oh, I went to Australia. Ooh.
Yeah, little koalas.
The land down under. Yeah. Yeah. You can make up stories.
Little koalas with a little clothes peg hands that you can clip on your lapel.
It's the Bill Show way of traveling without leaving the house.
It's the perfect ISO holiday.
It is the perfect high school holiday. COVID safe. That's right. Winning the Bill Show Make Donnie Cry competition. Send your bad fat jokes to us.
No, good fat jokes.
And good fat jokes. And yeah. We'll read them on the air. And that's about all I got time for right now. So,
oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, no, that's it.
I was really enjoying it.
Oh, I was having fun, too. We're going to be back with some comedy. You got some comedy for us, Randall?
I can't stop laughing.
I know.
Yeah, it's all there.
I know, ever since that bump on the head. Okay. We're going to be back with you in just one moment.
We are back, Mr. President. I want to thank you for respecting recommended CDC guidelines and wearing a mask. Oh, that's just your face. Let's discuss the unfortunate matter at hand, the global crisis that is devastating countless American lives, wreaking economic havoc, the reason that we have all been forced to take shelter in our homes. Obamagate. What is that?
It was the greatest political crime in the history of our country.
Some of your harshest critics say that these attacks on the former president and your recent Twitter tantrums are meant to distract from your failed coronavirus response.
We're of the assumption that by the end of the year, we're going to have a vaccine.
Ooh, could you hold off on that just a little longer? It's going to take me a while to lose all the quarantine weight.
Look, the less successful we are in opening, the better they are probably, maybe, for an election. But I'm letting people know, in many cases, they're doing it just for...
A global pandemic. Sounds like some fictional Steven Soderbergh bullshit from 2011, right? Believe it or not, it's a real thing. People are suffering. Millions are out of work. The economy has evaporated. And worst of all, I haven't had a haircut in more than 2 months. So how does an unprepared reality TV host pretending to be the president deal with such an unprecedented crisis? I can tell you in one word.
This was all Obama.
Distraction. Distraction.
This was all Biden.
Distraction.
Distraction. Distraction.
And we caught them.
Distraction. La 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 la. La 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 la. How he tries to occupy your mind. Perplex you, he deflects to any shiny object he can find.
They wanted Hillary Clinton to win.
So many people fighting for their lives or scared to lose their jobs and stuck inside their houses. Thousands of people dying on your watch. And who is it you're thinking of?
Obama?
Obama, Obama.
That's the enemy of the people.
Distraction. Obama.
It is a disgrace.
Destruction!
We've done more testing than all of the countries in the world.
Anyone who wants can get a test, he shouts. A proper test, a perfect test. Where the hell are all these perfect tests, he touts. There's only one thing on his freaking mind.
Sleepy Joe Biden.
Election! Election!
I'm getting really good poll numbers.
Destruction!
Deception! Deception!
Over 10 million tests.
Inaction.
They've never gotten over losing to me.
We hope that you might lead us with some dignity and tact. We thought you'd somehow grow from this, but girl, you're petty. Confusion.
Digression. Delusion.
Make America great again, right?
Recession. Election.
Inaction.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster.
Destruction.
Obamagate.
Hydroxychloroquine. Maybe that's a question you should ask China.
He tries his best to baffle us, he stupefies and stalls. How long till he just starts posting pictures of his balls?
Boom.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Everybody disagreed when I did that.
Disgusting.
Look, there were a number of questions raised by the actions of the Obama administration.
Destruction.
This was all Obama.
So many people fighting for their lives, but it's right from their shops, some fighting for their house, and thousands of people dying on your watch. Now, who is your next day, girl? Who wants to know? Betty and I, election, inaction, deception.
Destruction.
Destruction.
It is a disgrace what's happened.
Destruction!
Obamagate.
Hey.
And now, ladies.
ladies and gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
It's rant time, Randy.
Bill, I'm worried again. Am I going to have to do that intro, like, on camera?
Yeah, you're going to have to do it on camera. You have to dance in your PJs.
With the tassels. The tassels going in eccentric circles.
Everyone. Fossy, Fossy, Fossy.
They all bumping.
I know Fossy.
Fossy, okay, yeah. Yeah. Spirit fingers.
Oh, my God, COVID. Oh, no, I'm fine.
Sorry.
I'm fine.
Oh, can I catch that over the microphone? No. I hope not. Young Will, now, ladies and germs, listener, what you just heard was the terrific Randy Rainbow with another of his wonderful parodies of more mainly Donald Trump. And that was tradition from the Fiddler on the Roof, but made to be distraction.
Distraction.
Anyway, I thought it was tremendous. And if you watch the video on YouTube, it's even funnier because Randy plays all the parts.
He does. He plays all the parts and threw on the roof.
Yeah, he's.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, in that song. Yeah. Now, what have I? I'm really kind of. There's some things that have happened this week that have kind of. Really
pissed please
me off.
Share it with all of us.
Well, I guess that's what Randy's
we're here to help. It's a therapy group. It's not a, you know, it's not really a political comment group. It's a therapy group. Go ahead.
I'll start out soft. Space Force. Space Force.
Yes.
they launched the flag this week, and it is basically. The Star Trek logo with
Space
the
Force.
Words Space Force.
She's like Mr. Spock.
And I kid you not. I put the two of them together, and you can't hardly
that's
tell
true.
Them apart.
That's true. They ripped off Star Trek.
And I thought,
and the truth is that Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, would be repelled by Trump. Repelled by him. He was a Democrat. Right. He was a Kennedy Democrat.
Turning in his grave. Yeah. And a war veteran. Turning in his grave. But anyway. So that was the one thing I thought was really ridiculous. But Space Force, which... And now there's a wonderful film has come out. Setting it up. Doing a parody of it. With what's his name from The Office?
Space Force? With Carell. Steve Carell.
Yeah. He plays the general in charge of Space Force. And I think the movie comes out this week. Anyway,
it's a movie?
I saw the trailer. It looks
that's
very funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, just Space Force. So have a look. I think it might be one of those like Netflix movies. So
Thursdays, 8 o'clock.
Maybe in the cinema. Yeah,
what's the prime directive? Okay. Grab pussy. That's the prime directive.
What is
kind of like Shatner, really? It's true, but you know, go ahead. What were you saying?
What is with? You know, they had that thing happening up in Michigan, where armed white terrorists. The bigger the gun, the smaller the dick.
It's physics.
Stormed the
it's true.
The Capitol building. It's absolute physics. Stormed the Capitol building. And demanded to see the governor because they wanted restrictions lifted. And I thought, these men are armed, openly displaying their weapons, marched into a government building, and the guards showed incredible restraint. And of course, our friend Donald said, these are good people. I encourage the governor to go and talk to them.
You saw a lefty demonstration about saving the planet that had any AK-47s at it whatsoever. What is it with conservatives and their fucking guns? I swear to God, who are you going to shoot?
Well,
the virus?
Well, the point is that they're allowed to carry them openly.
Jesus Christ.
So they do. There was a picture of a guy in a subway with a bazooka. And two pistols.
Yeah, fucking.
a bazooka. Weird, and I'm thinking, what would you, it takes you longer to load the thing and extend it than it would.
You know what Jim Jeffries, you know what Jim Jeffries said? Said, yeah, every person should have a musket like they had in 1776.
Exactly.
Then you take so much time loading it that you go, oh, I forgot what I was mad at.
At best, yeah. You could fire it three times a minute. Yeah. And that's that like a record.
That is. So everybody gets a musket from now on. That's it. Yeah.
So these guys sat there and they kept coming back. And, I mean, Americans just looked at it and didn't say anything. Some clever guy with Photoshop turned all the guns into giant rainbow dildos, which I thought was brilliant. I put that up on my page.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Yeah, but I mean, like, and Trump saying, I think the governor should go out and talk to them. These are good people. Just like his Nazis in North Carolina were good people.
Man has a bazooka. You tell him he's not a good person.
Look, if these guys have been
Oh God.
They wouldn't have got off the curb. They wouldn't have even got off the curb.
Absolutely true. Absolutely. You know the Wisconsin today. What happened to Trayvon Martin? Fellow in New York who couldn't breathe? Gardner.
Yeah. Well, it was worse than that. This guy kneeled on his
neck for like 9 minutes
and killed him.
On camera. Peekaboo.
Now,
you racist fuck.
This guy has been shown wearing a hat saying, make America white again.
What?
It was a MAGA hat, and he changed the word great.
What? No, it was cops. It wasn't that.
No. He was shown in his spare time. This cop.
His out of pay time as a racist. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it shows him wearing a hat.
Make America white again. I don't know where you're going, pal. Oh. You're going to see a lot of the brothers.
Yeah, I think so. Now, what is with America and wanting to get back into the mix again? It's my life. Give me liberty or give me
death. By the way, is that a strict choice? Because I have a third option. If I have to be prisoner, but I can be alive, I'm kind of okay with that for a while. You know, I mean, I always thought that when they were in New Hampshire coming up with that slogan, there would be few.
What, give me liberty, a few Woody give Allens in the audience. Nathan Hale.
No, I could. Yeah, I don't Hale mind being alone in my room for an hour, but
playing my clarinet.
As long as I can bring Sun
Yi. But Nathan Hale, just before they hang him. Or hanged him. It's up in the air whether it's hung or hanged. Just before they hanged Nathan Hale, he said that. Give me liberty or give me death. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Because he was a revolutionary. Now, these people, I won't wear. These are like your Texas lady with her media hoax. They won't wear masks. They won't social distance. They demand to have hairdressing salons open again. And all that stuff. And this is the second one.
You know, it says a lot about Americans, really, that in Brazil right now, and I ran into somebody who was actually from Brazil. And in Brazil now, they have unimaginable poverty. The right-wing guy who's in charge is following Trump's game plan. And he had to put a stop burning down the Amazon rainforest. He has a full schedule. Yeah. So, you see COVID in these countries where they aren't as rich as the United States. And people complaining about not getting their hair cut. People are in one room, three or four at a time. The percentage of infected rate in America run in the prison population is startling. It's over 50%. So, I mean... Yeah.
And they're letting all those people out.
I can't get a haircut. I want to go.
Well, look, here's with masks. Why the masks, they say.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear a mask. Well, it's been proven in various studies that if 80% of the population wore a mask, the infection rate would reduce to minimum.
That's true.
Yeah. But you've got to get 80% of people wearing the masks. Now, in the countries where wearing a mask, like Japan, Korea, Taiwan, that's de rigueur.
Oh, everybody they did before the virus.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time.
And their rates are very, very, very low. True. Okay. Now, the Kansas swine flu, which has been, was renamed as the Spanish flu, but it actually started in Kansas. Yeah. You know, it had three waves. The first wave is about the size of what we're having now. Worldwide, about 3 million people will die. And then they started relaxing the restrictions, and the second wave was 10 times the first wave. And that was only about, well, it'll be September.
Yeah.
And it will just be so bad that all the people that didn't wear a mask and won't wear masks or everything can just bend over and kiss their asses goodbye. Now, that was in 1918.
And there is evidence that that could be the case, but you got to remember that you're dealing with a medical system that is, you know, has abilities far beyond that of 1918. So it's
yes, but they didn't have air travel.
It's,
and in June they're allowing the planes to fly.
It's very, very possible that that it's a different dynamic at work. But every person who's a scientific expert that's been hired, both here in Australia, both in Europe, in the United States, has said that you don't want to open up too quickly. And while cases are still on the rise in America right now, Trump's opening up again because he doesn't give a shit.
No, he wants the economy back, and the more people that die, the more he's going to cancel the election.
And as I said before, you're not going to get him out of office. I swear to God, it's not going to happen. This guy is a South American dictator, and you should be worried about this guy because he is nuts. He's totally insane.
Well, I'd like to put in a moment. I'll play the clip of him saying, "If you're told by your doctor you're going to die, please vote first."
Okay. All right. Let's play that clip now.
Okay. I'll play that.
Okay. Yeah, this is a clip. Sociopathic children who are presidents say the darndest things for five. Here on the Bill Show.
It's Art Linkletter, yeah.
You got to get out there November 8th. I say kiddingly, but I mean it. I don't care how sick you are. I don't care if you just came back from the doctor and he gave you the worst possible prognosis, meaning it's over. You won't be around in 2 weeks. Doesn't matter. Hang out till November 8th. Get out and vote. And then all we're going to say is we love you and we will remember you always.
Oh, my God.
That is so sick.
You know, just what's in his pea brain just kind of oozes from his brain and leaks out his mouth.
But everybody was laughing. Everybody was laughing and clapping.
Oh, it's funny. Grandma's dead. Did she vote? Yeah, well, no problem. God, fuck, man. Jesus Christ.
But he hasn't said one thing about the people who have died, yet he says that.
No, because he's a narcissist. He's a total. We've been saying it for how long? Listen, from back 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Anybody who's looked at Trump, and you know, I mean, I was in the '80s. I was there in New York during that time. Yeah. I thought he was a narcissistic sociopath then, and I think he's a narcissistic sociopath now. And you know, he's incapable of empathy. My dog, Bernie Sanders, the socialist dog, is trying to get into somebody's room. Hello, Bernie. Yes. Stop scratching during the podcast.
Yeah. Well, Millie, the world's smartest border collie.
Guys. What's that?
Millie, the world's smartest border collie, knows not to disturb me when I'm recording, and she sits on against the door.
Oh God! But, all right, fine.
You, she doesn't make any noise. Okay,
fabulous.
I think Donald Trump, if he said, "I can walk down the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot 100,000 people, and I'll still get reelected," it's going to be proven, isn't it?
Well, he certainly thinks it is. I mean, part of me, Joe Scarborough said the other day, he said that he thinks that Trump doesn't want to be reelected.
He didn't want to be reelected in the first place.
No, he didn't want to be elected in the first place. But, I mean, the possibility exists that he just doesn't want to get reelected. And, yeah. because I think malaria
didn't want him to be elected.
No, malaria was soundly against it.
Yeah, and I think...
she's been trying to tunnel out of the White House for the last 3.5 years with a spoon.
Be best.
So what else you got, Randy?
Well, William, let me just say, I've got a little something which I thought will tickle our listeners' fancy. The fourth branch of the American government after the Supreme Court, the administration...
Yeah.
And the House of Representatives and Congress is Twitter. Now,
that's true.
Yesterday, Twitter came back and bit the emperor, who has no clothes, right on the ass. And they started fact checking his tweets. And he squealed like a stuck pig. They're going against the freedom of speech. Freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And All they did, he was talking about the mail-in ballots.
He was going to do something to the Twitter company.
He's going to get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. They're bad, you know.
But I'm telling you, man. No, it's maybe the Federal Department of Communications could do something, but otherwise he can't do anything.
Which you don't understand. Yeah, it's nonsensical. It's fantasy speaking.
Yeah.
Donnie's losing it.
Yeah. But
Donnie's fucking losing it. He's getting worse now than he's ever been. He's desperate. He is desperate.
Well, government by Twitter has always been criticized, and now it's come back to bite him on the ass. So that's what.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about because I really feel that he's getting his just desserts.
Yep.
And it's got custard and ice cream and chocolate sprinkles
all over it.
Okay. Now my last. And best piece tonight, is my religious nut job. Now, I don't do these often. I used to do them every week.
Don't we, kids? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We love our religious nut jobs of the week.
Okay, what do you got for us? This week we've got the American Taliban. The Christian Caliphate. Rick Wiles. Which is isn't he terrible? He's the poster boy for, the evangelical, radical people. He's come out and he said, we are going to impose Christian rule in this country. Now,
I saw that article.
If that isn't the...
I saw that article.
I thought... And then there's that blonde-haired woman that's that also sits on Trump's lap. This is just disgusting. I mean,
what do you mean, the press secretary Barbie?
No, the other one.
Looking for Ken,
his religious
Klaus Barbie
advisor.
Always religious. Yeah. Oh, you mean the guy who said that it would be really cool if Donnie nuked North Korea and killed 7 million?
No, that was this guy. But the other one is this blonde lady. Okay, let's have a listen to that. Rick Wiles digging a big hole for himself and jumping in on how they're going to impose Christian rule on the United States.
It's time to look at the sideshow, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the bearded woman. Oh, they're crazy. Here it is.
Israeli newspaper. Alabama's anti-abortion law. This is what Christian rule looks like in America. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. We Christians are standing up and pushing out Zionism. That's what we're doing. Zionism brought the slaughter of 65 million babies to America, and we're going to end it, and we are going to impose Christian rule in this country. Why are you imposing Judaism on me? Because that's exactly what's been done in America since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. Judaism was imposed on me, imposed on my Christian nation. And we became a Jewish nation that kills babies. That's against my Christian beliefs. Judaism became the law of the land in America. That's precisely what the courts have ruled. They have based their rulings on the Zohar, on the Talmud. And now we have Zionistic Talmudic law ruling this country and resulting in the death of millions of babies. And Ms. Cohen, we Christians are standing up and we're telling you we're done with Zionism. We're done with your values. We are going to impose Christian values in America again, whether you like it or not. You represent less than 2% of the population of this country. How does 2% rule the rest of the nation? I know how.
Fear.
You control the banks. You control the technology. You control the media.
They control the pews.
And then you buy out the churches. Move that money around, and those crooked preachers take your money. That's exactly how you do it.
Yes, we seem to have a problem with the Juden, the Jews.
Yeah.
The Jews are... they have all the money, and they control everything.
Yeah, all the banks,
and,
yeah.
Really? Really, that old chestnut? That's what you guys who like rubbing shit in your hair do? They are. Driftglass over at the professional left calls them the tribe that rubs shit in their hair. They are.
Yeah.
But these are fucking Nazis. Fucking Nazis.
But worse
the Jews
than that,
control everything. Ah.
You are going to be a Christian, whether you like it or not.
Well, no.
Did you hear him say that? Did you hear him say
but
that?
But no real Christian says that. He's not a Christian. He's a bully. He's a freak. It's charismatic Christianity, just like, certain Zionists are absolutely off their nut. And certain, and not everybody who's Muslim is a terrorist, by the way. 99.7%, they're not.
But the 1975 thing, Roe v. Wade.
Oh, it was the Jews who did that.
Zionism.
Yeah, the Jews. It was part of the World Jewish Conspiracy. Don't you read the books?
Was it Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg! Mein Führer, I can walk!
Oh, and by the way,
she tells her own, right?
listener, I was thinking of Paula White.
Paula White,
the cult of prosperity. If you give me 10% of all of your income, I'll pray for you, and you'll become rich.
And she also said that evidently COVID is not an excuse for not tithing.
No.
So if you lost your job,
and also it's all about the gays.
With her, it's all about the gays.
COVID is a gay conspiracy. Yeah.
Well, you know what? That it's always the victim. They always play the victim. The fucking victim. You get so tired of it. I mean, Christianity has ruled the world rather ruthlessly for centuries now. You know, I mean, there's, you know, if you were going to bust a religion for atrocities, there's a lot of speeding tickets that you'd be handing out. And it's like to everybody, really, seriously. But Christianity, man, you know, we got a history with, I don't know, killing 10 million Jews, you know, not that long ago, really. So Reverend Shit in His Hair decides to fucking say that shit, I think that that's hate speech. It's just hate speech.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I hate Donald Trump, but I'm not a moron, and I'm not crazy.
Nation,
what?
We're going to be a Christian nation whether you like
it
or not.
Yes, I heard him. He's a moron. He's rubbing shit in his hair. He's a sideshow freak. But
oh, by the way, is Minneapolis in flames yet?
Yeah, I saw that. Minneapolis. This is Eric Garner all over again. And you know, I mean, and what was reported, didn't you see the video? You see the guy.
He kneeled on him for nine minutes
straight. And I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, and you know what I liked? I liked the mayor came out when they fired them, and he did a speech. He's a young kid. I mean, he's just a kid, the mayor of Minneapolis. And he was so actually good in that situation. He really was. He said, they're fired. Mm-hmm. That's it. And they're, you know, they should bring charges against them. They should bring charges. Well, absolutely.
That's it. They've got it. Those four have to be arrested. No,
but I mean, in New York, nothing happened. In New York, Eric Garner had the same shit happen to him.
Oh, the guy selling cigarettes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Selling Lucy's.
And they choked him to death.
And no one went to jail for that. So if I'm black and I'm living in those areas, if I'm black in America, I'm pissed off.
Yeah, you're guilty of being black. Yeah.
That's it. I can understand why a certain percentage of the black population is really pissed off with America. They should be damn well pissed off with America. Mm. You know, I knew it was a friend of mine who came over from L.A. and he stayed here. And yeah, we have Australia's always had an Aboriginal thing to deal with, but we made some progress on that. But the American black guy that came over here realized that no one cares here. Just they don't. Not like if you.
I saw that in 1973.
Not like if you go down to Texas, you know, and you know, cross the street wrong. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, the police shot somebody on the M1 today, and it was such an unusual incident. I was shocked. You know, I mean, we just don't do it that often.
Yeah.
You know.
But he was armed, and he was attacking the
police.
That's right.
What do you do? Well, you know, you gotta do it. Anyway,
but see, also the thing is the black people, our indigenous population, it's a native Australian population, yeah. And it's more like the American Indians, and actually treated the same,
yep, very much so.
And the genocide, whereas the and so they really are not. There's no correlation with the American African Americans,
right?
Although we do have a lot of Africans living here, Sudanese. I had several South Sudanese students in my college class, and it's amazing people starting out a new life here, and it makes you feel proud. I don't know how people can feel bad about that.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I just want to say it's been a fantastic show, Randy. I've had a very good.
Yeah, I've got a closing song.
You got a closing song. I'm sorry about
after we say goodbye.
Yeah, but before I do, I want to say keep safe to all my friends in America. Well, that's about it, Randy. I think it's been a pretty good show. What do you think?
Yeah. It has, and it's our. Do you think it'll be our last audio show?
I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna. I don't know. We are planning a video show, folks. And
I've got a new pair of pajamas.
You got your gym jams. Randy and his gym jams will now break through in the new video version of our thing that you'll be seeing in the next couple of weeks. So listen, stay safe, everybody out there. Be COVID safe. You know, I still wear my mask on occasion. You know, I mean, we're lower here, but, you know, look after yourselves. Especially my friends in Massachusetts and New York, who, God bless them, be safe. So until next time.
Yeah, they just topped 100,000 yesterday.
God. Until
we hit 101.
Yeah. Let's all be safe, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye.